This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The campaign for Democrat Adam Frisch estimates that there are more than 4,000 outstanding ballots in his still too close to call race against incumbent Congresswoman Lauren Boebert. Boebert currently has a lead of about 1,000 votes. However, updated results will come out Thursday or Friday. Frisch told CPR he anticipated a close vote count when he planned his run for Congress last year.
I say with pride that I knew we were going to work hard. I knew that 40% of the Republican Party wants their party back. I knew that the Democratic brand was damaged. But if I worked really, really hard and connect with enough people, I think we could have built this coalition of this pro-normal party coalition. And that is a subset of a lot of Dems and a handful of Republicans and a good chunk of unaffiliated, and the math is that's enough to actually win.
Both Boebert and Frisch are campaigning for any supporters whose ballots were rejected to fix them before midnight tonight. Tonight is also the deadline for military and overseas ballots to arrive. Frontier Airlines and five other carriers have been ordered to refund more than $600 million to airline passengers. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
The U.S. Department of Transportation says Frontier must pay $222 million in refunds to passengers whose flights were canceled during the pandemic. The Denver-based carrier was also fined $2.2 million. The Transportation Department says it received numerous complaints after Frontier and five other airlines delayed refunds to those passengers. The other airlines on the list include Air India, TAP Portugal, Aeromexico, Israel's El Al, and Colombia's Avianca. Frontier is the only American carrier facing a fine. Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Find more at cpr.org.